It sure was different. I know my voice sounds real funny on tape because I've heard it before. And I'm nervous. I'm real excited and nervous talking to you like this. The kids and I are doing real good. I'm working at Meade's now. That's a potato factory. And I sure do like it. And this August the 22nd, I'm going to take this nurse's entrance test. And if I pass it, well, I'm going to take this LVN training. And I sure hope I make it. I passed all that high school, and I got my diploma, the high school diploma. And I sure am proud of it. It was real hard, but I made it. And if I do pass it, I'll start to school in September. Bobby and Tony are with Tony right now. They're working on the field, and they're driving their own little car on the farm. And Danny and David are staying with me and Richie and Allie. And Carrie, you know, staying with Mother most of the time. And right now, today's Friday, the August the 2nd, and Mother went after me after work, and I came over to the house. And Danny and David went swimming, so I didn't bring them, but Richie and Allie and Carrie are here. And I'm sorry I don't write to you, but it doesn't mean that I don't love you or anything. I think about you a lot. I saw Reba and Roy this, they went to the house Tuesday, and they were we were discussing. We went to go buy a whole bunch of tapes so we can send to you. I fixed up my house some too, and it looks real nice. I'm going to try to keep it that way so when you get home, it still looks like something. And we're just praying to the time when you can come home and be with us and hope all your dreams come true about Marion Lupin and everything. We're sure anxious to meet her. I haven't seen Connie since she came back from Oregon. You know that she doesn't come to town too much. I don't get to see her hardly at all. But I talk to Nora, I go see Nora, and Reba goes to the house a lot, so I've been... And Mother, I see her every week. She goes every Saturday to the house as usual and takes me to get the groceries and go washing and everything. So, we're doing real good, and don't worry about us. And we just can't wait to have you back home. And I guess that's about all. We'll see you, Tootie. Nothing came out. And you were asking on that tape if we hear anything about Fang Rang. And we hardly ever do.
In other words,
every time there's any news.
Secret.
It's nothing about Fang Rang. It's always about
Saigon Danang.
Danang or any of the other posts, but not yours. And I'm very confident now talking to you because I heard my voice and I think it sounds real good. So now I just want to keep on talking. But Mother and Smalley are giving me dirty looks, so they want me to hang up. But now I just want to keep on talking to you. I'm going to get a tape for my own now.
Quiero que eche tortillas, hijo. Unas tortillitas que me ayude a echar.
We're going to fix supper in a little while. And we're going to make some real hot pepper and tortillas and frijolitos. Don't you wish you were here right now? And plenty of iced tea and everything. The girls are going to be so jealous because I've talked all this. I can't wait for them to find out because they're really going to be mad. And, I don't want to say goodbye yet. Daddy's doing real good, Tootie, so don't worry about them and him and Mother. He was sick for a little while, but he's doing real good, and he was on vacation just 2 weeks ago. So he just stayed home, and you know him and his yard. It looks real pretty, and he bought another lawnmower. And his little garden back there looks real pretty. So, everybody's doing real good. And we miss you. And we love you very much. Smalley's showing off because he went to hold just 2 days this week and he made $21. So he's just bragging, you know, about it.
I'm wearing a turtleneck and a large coat, black coat.
It's going to have to be pretty large, too. And I'm not having any troubles, like you asked Mother. I'm being good. So you don't have to worry. Mother's making signs, you know, like on television for me to cut off. And I want to just talk and talk. Are there any good-looking buddies there of yours? Sure would like to meet them.
Oh, baloney.
Tell them you have a beautiful sister available. Maybe we can have a double wedding when you get back. Wouldn't that be something?
Close up.
Well, we'll be seeing you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Y aquí está Nora Real. They want to say something to you. I don't know what it'll be, but she's kind of nervous. This will be her first time she's going to talk on tape. So here she comes. Hi, Arthur. This is Nora. How are you? We're fine. Ralph's here and the kids, Michael and Mark. Eddie's home and the girls. And we had a nice trip over there in Oregon. We liked it a lot. And here's Ralph. I can talk.
How you doing, Arthur? I hope you're doing fine. We're all doing all right, and was hoping that you had been here so that you could have been with us when we went to Oregon. I bet that you sure would have liked it over there. It's a beautiful country. I hope that maybe when you get back, I hope that we get to go over there again and you get to go with us. And
how you been? How you been? I hope you're fine.